This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's February 5th. On this date in 1922, one of the most popular magazines even today was first published. It was Reader's Digest. Founded by DeWitt and Lillibel Wallace, DeWitt got the idea for the magazine while recovering from shrapnel wounds he got during World War I to gather a plethora of articles on a variety of subjects from various monthly magazines to combine them into one. Initially, Wallace's goal was for the magazine to provide $5,000 in net income, but by 1929, when the magazine had gained popularity to the tune of 290,000 subscribers, his gross income increased to $900,000 per year, a bit more than $13,200,000 in today's, and it is still going strong with a global circulation of 10.5 million, making it the largest paid circulation magazine in the world. And on this date in 1936, the National Wildlife Federation was established, one that works to conserve the nation's wildlife and wild places. Credit should be given to J. Norwood Ding Darling, who, according to the National Wildlife Federation, convinced then-President Franklin D. Roosevelt to, quote, convene more than 2,000 hunters, anglers, and conservationists from across the country. Today it serves to protect iconic landscapes and waterways that provide vital habitat for a magnitude of wildlife creatures all across the nation and the world. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.